Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
My name is Jasmine, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you? You left your number for us to call you back.
Yes, from customer support. What's the name of your company?
Customer support.
Well, your customer support has charged my bank account $80, and I don't know anything about you.
No, ma'am, we did not charge your account with anything. We're a third-party customer service center that serves several different companies.
Well, that's what I'm trying to ask you in the first place. What company do you represent?
Customer support.
You said that three times. I understand customer support, but I need something specific. Customer support is pretty general without a name of a
Okay, the company
company.
I work for, ma'am, is ASK.
ASK? Ask?
Yes.
Do they have a phone number? Where are they? Where is their
I can help you with your account by getting your zip.
By what?
I can help you with your account by getting your zip code.
90638.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide your first and last name for me, please?
Diana Weiss.
Can you provide me with your shipping address, ma'am?
With my what?
Shipping address?
Shipping 14428 San Esteban Drive, La Mirada, California, 90638.
Yes, ma'am. What were you inquiring about on your account? I do see, however, I do see an account with your name on it.
Yeah, well, I'm asking you, what did I buy? Why do I have a charge on my bank account? I don't know.
I do see on December 1st of 2022, where you paid shipping and handling for $6.95 for a wireless mini Bluetooth speaker that was shipped to you on December 2nd, 2022. Are you familiar with that purchase, ma'am?
Yeah, well, I didn't buy it. It was a free gift from Home Depot, supposedly. Are you there? Hello? What the hell?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here, ma'am.
Oh, it was supposed to be you take a survey on the telephone, a phone, and then Home Depot sends you a gift for taking the survey, and the gift was the speaker. I'm familiar with that. I didn't buy anything. And the charge to my account is $79.
No, ma'am, it's $76.58.
Oh, I'm sorry, $76.58.
Give me one moment, ma'am, while I look into that.
Okay.
Give me one moment, ma'am. I'm still looking into that for you. I just don't want you to think I just disconnected the call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. You was charged at 678 because you were in trial, first and foremost.
Well, was that for the shipping? But well, what is the 70, what is this? What was it 7668 for?
Hold on, ma'am. I'm still reading it. I'm reading it so I can explain it better to you.
Okay, okay.
But this is for us. So. Okay, you entered a sweepstakes, meaning you're in trial and you was charged at 7668 because the after that shipping and handling 695. You received a $125 voucher monthly in membership to an online discount electronic stores with the sweepstakes. And that's why they charged you that 70. That's why they charged you that 7668.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't get any membership. I didn't do any of that. I have no idea.
It came along with you doing that 695 through Home Depot with that survey.
I do a survey and they automatically make me a member and charge me $125 and I get a discount for 76. No, no, no. Who do I talk to? No, I can't afford this. I don't even want it. I shouldn't have even taken the dumb survey. I thought it was free. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay.
However, I can offer you a 35% refund.
No. I want a whole refund. I don't want any of this. I don't want any of this. I can't afford this. This is crazy. And a good company like Home Depot? I'm shocked.
The most I could do is a 50% refund, ma'am.
I won't even do that. Who do I talk to or who do I take to court? Because I did not sign up for this. I'm sorry, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the situation. I cannot afford this. Christmas is coming. I have little kids. I don't have any money. I would never sign up for something like that. Never.
Yes, ma'am. Please hold while I talk to my supervisor.
Or you can let me talk to him because I don't want to yell at you. I don't mean to.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
I'm going to get you over to my supervisor.
Okay.
Before they can assist you with this.
Okay.
Please hold on the phone.
Thank you. Sorry
about that, ma'am.
Oh, it's okay. It's not your fault. I didn't mean to yell at you. It's not your fault. Thank you.